Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're looking at the deadliest human smuggling operation in U.S. history. It was discovered Monday night near San Antonio. Alex Stone joining us with the latest on this. Alex, the death toll from that abandoned truck now stands at 51. Just a horrific scene.
It went up yesterday, now at 51, and new this morning, Brian and Susan, we now know that of the three who have been arrested, one is believed to be the driver, two more who were linked to a home where the truck was registered to, so two there from Mexico were arrested on weapons charges, but it is now the deadliest human smuggling incident in U.S. history. And last night, a vigil was held for the dead. Jessica Azua spoke there.
I came here when I was 14 years old in an 18-wheeler as well, and I passed out from the heat. So this hits. I was lucky that I woke up.
A lot of emotion there, and today the fire chief in San Antonio confirming to us they do believe that the suspects put meat tenderizer on the bodies to mask the smell of the dead, that he says his teams cannot stop smelling that, an overwhelming smell of meat tenderizer or steak seasoning. He describes it that way.
Smell for this, for me, and a lot of us will be meat tenderizer because somehow that was used to mask the smells of humans or things like that.
And one more for you. He says, looking at the bodies when they were piled up, there's one image that today is sticking with him that he says he cannot get out of his mind.
I saw a young man, and he was covered up, but he had a really nice pair of Air Jordans on. And you know that was his prized possession in life. And he's trying to come someplace and get a job and go out and be able to get shoes. And so that's what stuck with me, because they were in good shape. He was proud of those.
And Susan and Brian, today investigators confirming the migrants were from Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala. They're working on IDing all of them right now. And rescuers today, they're being given mental health counseling for what they saw when they opened up that trailer 2 days ago. The investigation still a long way yet to go. A lot of politics have gotten involved, but on the scene, they say they're still trying to figure out who owned that truck, how they got over the border, who else may have been involved, working on all of that right now.
People who have been arrested, I guess one of three suspects was that driver who was spotted by somebody running from the scene, right?
Yeah, that's right. The police chief in San Antonio, even though it is not a police investigation anymore, local police, it is now HSI, Homeland Security Investigations. He is confirming, the chief in the city, that the one of the three was a man who they got 911 calls was running away from the area, and they believe that that was the driver. Now, they're still working on figuring, one, making sure that that is who they have, but then trying to figure out the timeline of events. They don't know how long they had been in the back of that trailer. They believe probably hours, but think about your car when it's 103 degrees outside, how quickly that would heat up. Put 100 people in there, no airflow, no water, that even after a couple of hours that this many people would die. So they believe that they were there at least a few hours, if not longer. Where they got in, was it on the Mexico side or on the U.S. side? They don't know any of that right now, but they are talking to him. We don't know if he's talking to them, but they do believe that they've got their driver. And one scenario that they're looking at, it appears, is that the cooling system either failed or was never working on the truck, and that he may have known something was wrong, parked on that rural road, went back, looked in the truck, panicked. That's why the door may have been ajar, allowing some to crawl out. But panicked, putting meat tenderizer on them. I mean, so many aspects of this they don't know yet, but gruesome in all ways. And they're right now trying to put it all together.
It really is. Alex, thanks for the update. Alex Stone joining us this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.